Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and in Health.
It smells disgusting. The problem is, I think it's going to make me feel sick because it doesn't taste nice.
Here it goes again, see? Like everybody with their phones out.
All right, here we go. You ready? It's spicy.
No, that's all you said you would say. So we can move on now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that done, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, have we got a little wet wipe or something for his fingers so you don't touch your eye?
Now it's starting to kick in a little bit there.
Oh, Do you know what I can't stand? These people who can't stand spice.
It's starting to kick in a little bit.
Ooh. Oh, crikey.
Man, it's hot.
Yeah. It's all you.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
While this is happening, let's just cut back to some of the things James said last week.
Might have to have some milk. Can you open that for me? Yeah, this might have been a mistake. I regret this.
I don't know why I let you do this. I knew this would happen.
I regret this.
I knew this would happen. Why do I listen to you? It'd be like eating a Dorito, Claire.
Yeah, we might be in trouble, yeah?
What does it feel like? What does it feel? Talk us through it, Jimmy.
It's really fucking horrible.
Talk us through it. Does it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts.
What hurts your stomach?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be sick.
Are you not ashamed of yourself right now?
No, I'm going to have to go.
I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen. What did I tell you all? And I feel like everybody in this room was like, oh, I think he can do it. I think he'll be fine. I fucking told you. I mean, to be fair, he was even convincing me a little bit. I was like, is he going to be able to do this? Obviously he's not. Look at this. Look, I'm alone.
God.
You're right, Jimmy.
That is well bad.
I told you not to do it.
Take back everything I said.
I knew you would.
Let me get on the microphone here.
See, I should have just... do you know what I did there? I wifed you and I should have mummed you. You needed... I knew you shouldn't have done that.
That is so hot, Claire.
Are you okay?
That is unbelievably hot.
Yeah. How is it feeling now? What does it feel like?
It's just, it's my mouth.
Right. It's not your stomach.
I feel a bit queasy, going to be honest with you. But my...
I thought you weren't going to feel sick.
Ah.
I thought you were just going to say, oh, yeah, that's hot.
Right. Honestly, I thought everyone was over-exaggerating for comedic effect.
Right. It's really hot.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I wouldn't.
It is not as funny as I thought it was going to be either.
Right. No.
It's
no,
genuinely
you're right there.
Horrible.
Where's the packet? I might lick the... I might take a little bit of the seasoning.
One of us needs to be able to keep talking.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
Tell you what, right? I went to the toilet just then. I opened up the lid.
Yeah.
Did a bit of dribbling. Did a little bit of dribbling. Didn't throw up.
Did you feel that you were maybe...
Did a massive fart. And then I felt better.
Oh, Lord.
That is proper. That is proper, that is.
To be fair, Jimmy, to be fair on you...
My mouth, I am in pain.
Well, you don't look like you're
no,
in pain.
No, I feel like it. I feel like I do.
You did get up and you left and you did... You dribbled a bit in the toilet, is what you just said. But you are handling it quite well. Like, your eyes aren't really watering. You're not... Your nose isn't dripping. Like, I've seen people do this and they get into a right state.
No, do you know what? I get it now. I get it. And I'm sorry. I take it back. I take it back.
To be fair, though, you look...
I don't feel like I do.
Right, okay. But you do look like you're handling it quite well.
Oh, Christ. I've drunk nearly a pint of milk.
Oh, God. Do you want me to move on or do you need a minute?
We're going to have to move on. I don't know how I'm going to get through this podcast, though. Oh, that was silly, wasn't it?
You got a bit too big for your boots.
I did,
you?
Yeah.
A bit too big for your spicy boots.
I did. A bit too spicy.
Am I going to have to listen to you moaning all night? Are you going to tell me that you feel sick tonight and stuff?
No, it's self-inflicted.
Are you going to be able to have a curry? You're not going to be able to fucking taste it, are you?
I don't think I want to eat anything else ever again. I don't have any hunger, I know that much. It's well hot.
Wow.
I did not think it would be that hot.
I told you it would. That was the whole point.
I just thought, because you know, everyone overreacts, don't they, to everything.
To be fair, James, you're not overreacting, I will give you that.
No, I'm in pain, man. I am fucking dying.
Are you trying to be really brave?
I'm putting on a little bit of a front, yeah.
If we were at home, would you be like rocking on the couch, like putting ice cubes on your tongue?
No.
You trying to impress me?
I'm not trying. Listen, I don't need to impress you. I impress you every day of my life. You know? Sometimes I write my own name and things.
Yeah.
No, that's awful. That's not fun. That's not fun or funny.
Right, so just before we move on then,
yeah.
Do you have anything to say for yourself, Mr...
Yeah.
I will just say, that's a bit spicy.
Yeah, I do apologise. Yeah.
It's really bad.
I had to go to the toilet. To be fair, by the time I got to the toilet,
yeah,
I was like, it's not as bad as I thought it was. I did do a bit of dribbling.
Yeah, right. What do you mean by that? You stood over the toilet and just let it all fall out your mouth?
Yeah.
Ugh.
My mouth was all hot. I was creating a lot of saliva.
Listen, I don't often compliment you or, you know, pat you on the back. I feel like you're taking this very well. From the stuff I've seen
online... Tell you
online,
what, man, that is fucking awful.
I've seen people throwing up and screaming and running about and crying their eyes, and you are taking it very well.
Yeah. It is hot, though.
Okay.
It is hot.
But you are used to that, though.
I feel like it's passing.
Married to me. Right, I'm going to move on. Are you ready to come with me?
Yeah, I'm going to finish the rest of my milk.
Oh, you're shaking a little bit there. You just ate, you ate the whole thing and you
swallowed
it.
Listen, you're saying, oh, you've been pretty brave about it and whatnot.
I don't think I said the word brave.
Well, that's what I heard. I did reach for the milk very quick.
Yeah, but that's fine. You swallowed it. Right, that's what you say is the most important bit.
What? Carry on.
Non-negotiables. Right, we were having a chat recently. Now, we couldn't really get into it because I was so desperate for you to eat that hot chip challenge.
Yeah.
But we were recently chatting about conspiracy theories and whether or not it makes you open-minded if you believe in it. So we got you guys involved in the chat, as we always do. We put up a poll on our Instagram. Do you believe in conspiracy theories? The options were yes, lizard people exist, or no, get serious. Now, not a landslide, but pretty one-sided. 64% said no, get serious, mm-hmm. don't believe in it. 36% said yes, lizard people exist. Now, I love a conspiracy theory.
Me too.
I love it. However, I do draw the line at lizard people.
No.
You do not.
Well, hang on. Let me tell you something, right?
Go on.
Believing in a conspiracy theory or just really liking it are two different things.
Very true.
I don't know whether...
That's a good point, Jimmy.
I don't know whether I really actually believe in the conspiracy. But I just think they're more interesting and exciting than...
They are, aren't they? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Lizard people are ruling
lizard the people, earth. Great. Fucking, yeah, I bet they do. I bet lizard people do. Why? Why would they?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just watching you, like, is he all right? Is he really all right, or is he...
No, I'm fine. If lizard people, you know, it's the lizard people, that is the big one, isn't
it? Justin Bieber's a lizard.
If they are so powerful, why don't they just be lizards in front of us?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
It's like they're either really powerful and they're in charge of everything, or they're scared and they've got to hide.
Yeah, they've got to hide for us. Yeah.
Obviously, it's bollocks. It's absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
Most conspiracy theories are, which is a shame.
I mean, when I say conspiracy theory, right, my go-to conspiracy is...
JFK.
Correct.
Well, that's a genuine conspiracy.
That's the thing, though.
That's aliens.
So that's what I was going to say. When I think of conspiracy theories, I go to actual... Not the new meaning of conspiracy theory. Actual meaning of, this is a conspiracy. There's different theories here. We don't know if they're true. Yeah. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. But I do, there's a lot of 9/11 conspiracy theories.
There is.
I don't really think...
I know, sometimes when you watch them, though, and they're like, it was for the insight. Anyway, I don't know if we should
I think that's
a bit above our pay grade.
Bit controversial.
It's a bit too...
Well, the argument is, right, with the 9/11 thing, is it's always like, the government knew. The government had warning signs, and yet they did nothing, and they knew that they were going to...
The conspiracy theory is it was an inside job.
Well, whatever. But even if it's not an inside job, some of the conspiracies, they were watching these guys, and they knew they were up to no... Yeah. Duh, duh. So they obviously just let it happen. And I just want to go, the government's just useless. Your government is just fucking useless.
Yeah, I don't know if we should get into that.
All right.
I think all that's a bit above in sickness and in health, don't you, James?
Yeah. Listen, the sad point is that conspiracy theories are... I'll leave them to Joe Rogan to sit there and chat with someone. Go on.
Sorry, I had a little burp there. How does he get away with all that?
Because people don't take him seriously.
People take us seriously.
No, but that's how low down you've got to be on the totem pole when people go, I'd listen to James and Claire Buckley a lot more than what Rogan's got to say.
Oh, okay. Right. You're right there, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not, are you?
No, see, Joe Rogan's got it all, he's got it sewed up.
I don't want to talk about Joe Rogan. I'm not, listen, come on.
You're either an idiot, in which case you go, that's interesting. Or you go, don't pay him any attention. I'll get on with my life.
You always describe him as like one of your dad's mates down the pub.
Just an interesting bloke down the pub
mental.
Sometimes you meet an interesting bloke down the pub and you're having a pint and he goes, did you know that they actually put tinfoil on Kit Kats to stop you from, I don't know, something or another?
Shoving them up your ass.
Yeah, right. Take that for example.
Yeah.
And you go, right, that's interesting. And then you walk away and you never think about it ever again.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right, well, let me ask you something then. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Who do you think is more open-minded when it comes to sort of conspiracy theories or just those things in general, James or Claire?
Listen, I think we're both...
Pointed in the wrong way there.
I think we're both open-minded together. I think we both are like... Wouldn't it be way more interesting if this was the way it was?
I love that.
Sort of want it to be like that.
I do. I love that.
I think we're open-minded. I am open-minded. I like, listen, don't get me wrong, I love a conspiracy. We both do.
We
absolutely love a conspiracy theory.
The thing is, though, we like to talk about it and be like, my God, isn't that mental? Yeah. And then we just go, okay, should we get a curry and put the telly
on?
And
we'll,
obviously none of that's true.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I am the one conspiracy theory that I cannot get on board with, and I will get on board with any conspiracy theory.
I know what you're
going to
say.
Go on.
The moon.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I'm not on board with that. So,
right.
Yeah, no, that if you think that people didn't go to the moon, you're an idiot. No, it's true.
Wait, what's the one you can't get on board with?
Flat Earth.
Oh, yeah, I should have said that. Damn it.
Flat Earth. Because usually it's like...
I think it might be flat.
This war started and look who benefited from it and was it manoeuvred to get us to go to war and all these people have got rich off the back of the war.
Why are you talking like David Bowie?
I don't know. But I'm just saying...
The war. Well,
I think it's that chip. crisp. You always go, that does make sense.
Yeah, there's got to be reasoning.
You know,
what's the reason for a flat
George
Earth?
Bush, I want
to... Okay, James, I'm trying to rein
you
in
here.
We've got
to fucking talk about him in a little bit.
Okay, go on.
George Bush going, we should invade this country. They've got oil. I also have financial interests in oil companies. You sort of look at that as an a reasonable, rational person. You look at that and you go, well, it does sort of benefit George Bush if the country does go to war. That's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Flat Earth. Who's making money out of that? Who's sitting there in their evil lair?
Joe Rogan!
Who's, apart from all the theory conspiracy podcasts, who's sitting there in their evil lair going, yes, let them all think that the Earth is round. The suckers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where are they getting?
I don't know the point.
If it's round or if it's flat.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, when you're standing on the Earth, it looks flat, doesn't it?
It does, to be fair.
It's only when you're really far away that you don't see that it's flat.
And who's been far enough away? Only a select few.
Exactly. Ooh. I think I'm going to end up there once I get on the toilet next. I'm going to be fired out into space.
Right, well, open-minded, right? Open-minded to conspiracy theories, but are you open-minded to other things? There's a little question here that says, are you open-minded when it comes to food? I'm going to say yes for you, considering what you've just done.
Yeah, I think I'll try anything.
I think you will try anything. Haven't you tried, like, pig's feet and stuff?
Trotters?
Yeah.
No.
That's paisley, isn't
it? That was dog, yeah. You get me.
I did get mixed up.
You get me confused
there.
With our dog there, Claire.
Yeah, I did. Got you mixed up with it.
I tell you what, though.
Family pet.
Yeah, listen, I'm not open minded when it comes to trying new experiences.
There is
things that I will not do.
Well, the first one here says bungee jumping.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
I've not.
I have.
I know you have.
You ever done rock climbing?
No. Why?
I have.
Why?
Know,
actual
fun.
Rock climbing or
yeah,
just indoor?
Yeah. No, actual rock climbing, but I didn't go very high. I went high enough.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, I went high for me. I'm a very tiny little woman.
I know. Skydiving, not
I've
going
not done
skydiving.
That. I would have loved to have done that, but after I had kids, I was like, well, I'm not going to accidentally
that
kill myself skydiving.
Is the... If I get onto a plane, that's the last thing I want to do. Is jump out of it while it's in the sky.
Fine, yeah.
And I don't think that's a weird thing.
No, I would like to do skydiving, but I won't. I won't because I've got kids now. I don't want any accidents to happen.
Skydiving.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think.
The old conspiracy theories, they're. I reluctantly would say that they're all bollocks, aren't they? Which is a shame.
No, I think the stupid ones. Yeah, I think you can weed them out very, very easily. There's some there with some weight behind them.
The stuff that is unsolved, the stuff that's never had...
That's what I think with conspiracy theories.
Where you can sort of go, well, look at this and look at this. And you go, right, that's interesting.
The JFK one is unbelievable. But all the stuff that went on...
Shapeshifters and, I mean, the History Channel. The last decade, for some reason, the History Channel has just turned into the Conspiracy Channel.
I do like the...
Because I love history.
I do like the Skinwalker theory, though. I feel like they might be real.
Right. Well, but I wouldn't say that's a conspiracy.
But then again, I have seen you getting up to go to the toilet in the middle of the night, and that could easily be mistaken.
When was the last time you watched the History Channel?
I don't. Let's move on. We have got a very good... Wow, we've got a throwback, Marital Mayhem. I've just read the end of who this is from. This guy's been in touch before.
Right.
You were right on his side.
Little catch up.
Yeah. You read it. Are you okay to read it?
Yeah, I'm
genuinely.
Fine. Marital Mayhem.
Go for it.
Question for the big man himself. Do I have grounds to divorce the missus now that she's stopped eating meat? No. I am a really fussy eater and don't eat much fruit and veg, in fairness.
Oh, this is you.
But it never gets in the way of our meals. She's decided she's over me and has stopped. She's now eating nothing meat-related or this rancid fake meat shite. We can't even get our normal Chinese on a Sunday night anymore. Am I a dickhead for telling her she's a dickhead? From Matthew, the Aldi shitter. Well, Matthew, your diet is very important to you, obviously.
Do you remember him, though?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I think about that. The thing I think about is the woman opening the door.
Yeah, I know you do, mate. I know you do.
That is such... How do you know it was a woman? I'm sure it was a woman.
Da-da. All right.
I'm sure it was like the checkout lady or something like that. But that is such a violation.
Yeah. Right, go on, what's your...
He was in there with his flashlight.
What's your thoughts here? Because this could be written by you.
Yeah. No, listen, you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, but you... Yes.
You can eat whatever you want. You're not going to stop me from eating whatever I want.
Right. What's
stopping you
from
getting... You
don't cook, though.
No, but also, you're normal Chinese.
Yeah, so she's... She'll
get something different. You get what you want.
Is she imposing her thoughts on him?
What are you doing? Are you sharing dishes?
Oh, no.
We share. We just... Like, you go around to someone's house and go, oh, should we get a Chinese? I'll just order a few bits. And I go, no, I know what I fucking want.
Yeah. No, I hate that.
We'll just order a few bits and we'll all just share.
They're on the list.
They're
on the list. We'll just get a couple of different things we can all try.
We'll get a few dishes and we'll all just share.
No, I need my own chips.
Yeah.
For sure.
I want the crispy chilli beef.
Yeah. I need my own chow mein. I need my own curry sauce. In fact, I'd probably need two curry sauces.
So, Matthew, listen, right? Fucking... Let her eat whatever she wants. You eat whatever you want. What's the problem?
I think she's imposing. I think she's saying that she's done with meat, so he should be done with meat.
If that's he doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't.
If that's the case, though, that is out of order. And you need to say.
I agree.
Oi, love, fucking no.
Do you remember a few weeks ago we were talking about the way people dress and you were saying I would never ever sort of say to anybody about how they dress. Mm. I've got a thing about what people eat. I would never...
Although we did slag people for wearing high tops.
Yeah, I'm not saying... I do slag people for how they dress. I'm saying for what they eat.
Right.
I would never ever tell somebody what to eat or what not to eat. I hate it. Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't be eating that.
Yeah, enjoy my meal.
You know, it's full of...
I don't want to know. I like it.
Three numbers, whatever the fuck they spout.
I'm going to sit down and I'm going to... carve out a 10-minute window to just enjoy my life.
I know this is made out of plastic, but it tastes good, don't I?
That's it. Matthew, you eat what you eat. And at the same time...
Go on.
What goes around comes around. You let her eat what she wants to eat.
Correct.
As long as it doesn't impact the two of you.
Well, I think it does, because he's written in. So.
Anyway, it's lovely to hear from you, Matthew. Let's do a vow of change this week, Claire.
You're struggling, Jimmy. Do you need to wrap this up?
In the next 8 seconds if possible.
Right, vow of change.
Yes, it's vow of change.
My little Jimmy.
Thank
God. I feel a
bit
sorry for you, son. You're right.
I tell you what, right?
You're right.
I regret doing the crisp thing during the podcast.
Right.
Not because, like, I don't feel like I've been like, I can't talk or anything. It's just made me feel, I don't know, it's made me feel a bit miserable.
What a change.
No, but not even in a
funny way.
I'm tired.
You're just annoyed now.
Just sort of tired and want to go to bed for some reason.
All right, well, let's do vow change.
That's what the crisp has done to me.
It could only have that effect on you.
Oh, no. Everyone else is freaking out.
Yeah,
and
James is just like, oh,
just made me want to go to bed.
Just feel a bit more miserable than usual.
It made me even more miserable.
Right, vow change.
Yes.
Do you have one? I've got one for you.
Okay, I've got one for you.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yes.
Go on.
Very simple. I don't think you're going to do it, so I think it'll be an easy one for you this week.
Okay.
Please don't buy an I Love Orca bumper sticker for our car.
I do love them, though. I know you love them. I'm obsessed with them.
Talk to me about it. That's what I'm there for.
Okay.
I'm your husband.
Okay, fine.
You sit there and you can tell me how much you love killer whales. Orca.
Okay.
You don't need to broadcast it via the back of the
car. I would like other people to know, though.
They'll know. They'll know through this podcast.
In fact, I would have a bumper sticker that says, fuck SeaWorld.
There you go. So, listen, the people that have...
Don't go to SeaWorld, people.
...have actively seeked us out.
Yeah.
Who want to know what we like and what we don't like.
Yeah, okay.
You're telling them right now.
Okay, great. Perfect. Right, fine.
You're not imposing this pointless...
Okay, fine.
Opinion.
I've got one for you.
Go on.
Don't ever do a viral food challenge.
Yeah, no, I won't. Don't do that hot chip challenge thing. It's not even funny.
It's pointless.
It's not even fun. I thought.
When we found out that
we managed to get hold of one.
You weren't funny.
No.
Everybody else, people were funny.
Yeah, they were putting it on. When we found out that we'd got hold of one, I was like, do you know what? This might actually be
funny.
Interesting.
Maybe good.
Funny.
I was excited. You ruined it. Yes. You're so shit.
Right, I'll go first.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Right, I'll go first. I promise from this day forth to not do another hot challenge.
Yeah, don't. You're not as good as you think you are, Jimmy.
Oh.
That's terrible. Okay, well, I promise...
Stomach's starting to.
Oh no, you okay?
Oh dear.
Oh no.
I'll get a train home.
Oh God.
I might be.
This might be training.
I might be the bloke in that toilet all the way to the end stop.
All right, I promise that I will not get an orca sticker for the car. I'm just trying to cut. I'm helping you here. Right, outro. Don't forget to join us next week, where you'll be able to hear whether or not we've stuck to our vows. Also, oh, poor James, he's bent over now. Also, don't forget to subscribe.
Something's starting to kick in.
What do you mean?
Something's starting to kick in. I'm starting to get a bellyache.
Oh, no. Can I say something really quickly, though? Everybody feels bad for James. I got to get him with him and live. He moans enough as it is. I'm the one suffering tonight. Right, also, don't forget to subscribe on all platforms. And
listen, I'll tell you this now. I will sleep in the guest room.
Oh, no.
I don't think...
Should we put some towels down? Should we put some newspaper down?
I think it'd be easier if I slept in the guest room tonight.
Okay. Also, don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and send in any stories, messages or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner. And I guess I'll have to do my own. Are you gonna send me in?
Go on, Claire, let's hear it. What do you want to say?
See you next Tuesday.
Oh God, don't do that, Chip. Don't do it, guys.
1. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.